In my lifetime, I want to reassess and write hymns, worship songs, spiritual songs that properly address creation, that describe the heavens, the stars, the firmament, the throne, the edges. When Jesus said, take this message to the end of the earth, there's no end on a spinning ball going around the sun. The nearness of the moon, the nearness of the sun. Psalm 19, it comes out of its chamber. It's not so far away. It circles above us. And God electrifies it. He powers it. He guides it. It shifts on like a railroad track. It shifts to create the four seasons. The sun can be eclipsed by the moon, and it's a sign. It's also a declaration that everything we've been told about the heavens is wrong. You can't have an eclipse with the model that we've been taught in school. So why would they teach a wrong model? To get us to worship, and we do it. People write beautiful songs about galaxies and universe and billions and billions of light years and stars, and it sounds so good, but it's wrong. And Satan loves it because we're singing about a picture in our mind that's wrong. And he's tricked us into thinking he's far away, or he's the one that's everywhere. He's the one that's in control, by deceiving us in the model, by deceiving us in heaven, earth stuff. What he's done effectively is remove God's presence, the presence, the Ark of the Covenant that Israel had. It was the presence. The temple was the presence. Then it got destroyed. And then we became, or we are, the presence, the indwelt spirit. But we don't act like it. Especially if we believe the lie that we live on a spinning, spiraling ball going around the sun and spiraling through space at 66,000 miles an hour. It'd be like Israel worshiping Zeus or Mars or Mercury in the Roman culture. They were doing both. They were trying to worship the Creator, Yahweh, and at the same time be good Romans or not get killed because they believed in a different model. If Plato and Aristotle were challenged by the apostles' words, they're dead, but you know what I mean. Point is, they were the ones that introduced the revolving, the spinning, and then who revives it? Kepler, Newton, Galileo. They all revived through the Catholic Church, the Jesuit order, the assassins of the Pope. They revived the Platonic ideas in the church. So where are we at then? In human history and in the history of the so-called church. We're at a time where we got to clean up bad doctrine. Mop it up. Get the garbage like cow manure. We got to clean the cow manure out so we have a nice clean barn. A nice clean world. We got to get the junk, the debris that we've received from the avalanche of lies from our childhood to now. And we got to reorder everything in accordance with God's will and his truth. And we have a Bible, and we got the book of Enoch, we got the book of Jubilees, and we got the book of Jasher, and we've got other books, Tobit, we got the books of the Maccabees. And none of these writers, ancient writers, would believe the nonsense that we've taken into our minds, into our vernacular, global, like using the word universe. And global connotates we're just this little ball going around the sun, third planet. You know, it's just this, God is so far away. His throne can't be just above us and not above Mercury and Mars. So how can he be over top of the earth, looking down with his eyes upon us, for the eyes of the Lord are everywhere? How does that work, the eyes of the Lord, the throne? It doesn't. Let me answer the question for you. It doesn't work. It has no physical logic. And we live in a physical world. We look at mountains and say, boy, they're high. I'm looking at Pilot Mountain. It's above me. If I keep looking up, I'm going to see blue sky, and then I'm going to see something above that, as though there is. And there is. It's just not seen. It's a realm. It's a barrier above us. God separated on day two, heaven, the waters above, from the waters beneath. He made the separation because he's in a holy, pure place. We're in a corrupted place where God gave us a beautiful earth, a garden that was protected, guarded, and Satan snuck in. And he deceived Eve, and she deceived Adam, or got him to eat the fruit of the tree, the wisdom tree, the Sophia tree. And they died and were expelled from the beautiful garden that is somewhere mysteriously on this physical earth. And Jesus came down to unlock the key to the garden. But the beautiful part was a worldwide flood, but it's going to be a worldwide garden. God's going to renew the entire earth, because he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be when the Son of Man returns. And what's he returning to do? Fix it, cleanse it, wash it, burn it, get rid of all the debris, all the shit, right? All the wickedness, all the crimes against humanity, the pedophilia, all the lying and deceit about everything. We'll be known as we are known. No one will have to teach his neighbor, this is who the Lord is. I won't have to do this video or this voice memo and put it on my website. I won't have to do any of this. This is just cleaning up the debris, cleaning up the garbage, taking the trash out to the curb, and let it be taken away by God's holy angels. They're the harvesting angels. They're the ones with the sharp sickle. They're the ones that are going to take away the tares, right? And leave the wheat in the barn. So the taking away, the secret rapture, is not a good picture when you look at the harvesting angels. They're taking away the tares and putting them somewhere bad. The good guys stay with Christ on the physical earth. If we go up and meet him in the air, we're coming back down to reign with him on the physical earth. That's what the Bible sets forth. If you can just cleanse your mind from the garbage that's in it, the clutter, the noise, the interference, the deceptions that you drank at when you watched all the movies, and when you went to and got addicted to Star Wars and Star Trek and all of the ideas set forth there, yin yang, black, white, Darth Vader versus Luke Skywalker. It's all New Age. It's all satanic. It's all bad. We have one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's only one spiritual Holy Spirit originating truth about the construction of heaven and earth. There is not multiple ways to view this. There's heresy, which is to believe we live on a spinning, spiraling ball going around Ra. That's heresy. The ancient people would say it's heresy. The apostles would say, John the Beloved would say it's heresy, that wrote the last book of the New Testament. So when we come to grips with this heretical idea, why would you hold on to it? If I'm right, what is my motivation? It certainly doesn't make me popular. My motivation is to clean up the doctrine, to clean up the message. And the second problem is Israel. I just did a little preaching on Isaiah 62. And when you read the whole chapter, it's only 12 verses, read it with prayer. Open up your eyes and say, God, show me your love for the land, the dirt of Israel, and the people that used to be there in power. Joshua, Caleb time, right? Moses time. Post-Moses, right? David's time. The good days. You think the good days were just like a little blip and never to happen again? No, foreshadowed a future time of a future David that was going to reign perfectly over all the earth. All the nations would submit. Zechariah 12 through 14 lays it out. Amos lays it out in chapter 9. The tabernacle of David will be restored. Hosea 2. I will bring them back. I've divorced myself from them, but I will bring them back. Those days haven't happened. Malachi chapter 1 and 2 talk about the restoration. We are living under a curse. The church has been imbued with all kinds of bad teaching. It comes through the Catholic, it comes through the Presbyterian, it comes through the Charismania, it comes through Baptists, it comes through every major denominational line because the seminaries have been corrupted. That's where we're at today, guys. That's from the Lord on Shabbat, September 5th, 2026.